Good morning, church. So good to see you guys this morning. Well done for making it through. There's a marathon, as you see, in our city, and so well done for making it to church. And for those online that could not make it, God bless you guys. It's so good to be together. Thank you so much, Chrissy and Yuna, for the time of worship. I don't know about you, but I just really sense God's presence is here this morning. And as we were praying, I really believe that God wants to speak to us. That's what He does. When He's present, there's some things on His heart, on the Father's heart, that He wants to communicate to us through His Spirit. And I just pray, and as I speak this morning, that really God will speak to you, and that you'll have ears to hear this morning what God wants to say to you specifically. You know, I just know there's so much on His heart that He wants to share with you. And so I'm excited this morning to just share with you a two-part message that I've broken in two parts. Next week, my wife is going to be sharing, so don't miss that. But we've entitled this message, Uncover. Uncover, you know, because I believe that there's some things that God wants to uncover in our lives. How many of you know that God is not finished with you yet? I mean, if you know that we're on a journey, and on this journey, He's just revealing to you more about Himself. But I believe, as I was watching, how many of you have seen this kids program, Fireman Sam, okay? You know that God can speak to you through Fireman Sam. If some parents here, you know what I mean. And it's one of my kids' favorite programs on television, especially Joshua. And this is like the scene where Chief Fire Officer Steele, you know, he was on the beach, you know, with all his colleagues, and they were having a bit of a retreat there. And so they've decided, the colleagues, to cover Fireman Sam, well, not Fireman Sam, Fire Chief Officer Steele with some sand. So here he's lying on the beach, covered in sand, you know, and that scene just could not leave me that week. You know, when sometimes you've got these capturing moments in life, you know, something happens and you're like, man, why am I thinking of Fireman Sam and Chief Officer Steele right now? There's something in that picture. And so anyway, there was an emergency that came up at the fire station. Anyway, Fireman Sam was stuck under this pile of sand. You know, and so as I was thinking of this scene, you know, I really felt God was saying that I am uncovering my people. Because a lot of things they've allowed a lot of things to cover them up in life. And they're almost stuck in that place and they cannot get out of it. There's a limitation that has come upon them. And so really through this message, I really pray that God will lift some things off you in the spirit. But I also believe that He wants to uncover some things that is locked up inside of you. And so this is my prayer. And so there is a picture of this man just right there. And it might be you, stuck in the moment. I cannot get out of it, all right? There's a song written there by Bono. But friends, and this is how we go through life. There's many situations that we can feel sucked in and tied down. And I just really believe God is going to kind of move you forward into the things. But also as you discover, as He uncovers, it's almost Him bringing the shovel and just kind of uncovering the things that settled on you. And that is of the things that we want to look in this morning. You know, we can cover each other with words. So we can cover each other in prayer. I had this moment just walking to school with my children on Friday, and as I was walking there and, you know, getting closer to school, I thought I had just this urge to pray for your children like any good parent will do, right? Just pray for your children. And I was praying there in the spirit, and they were walking in front of me, and I was looking down, and I had this very charismatic, like, Lord, cover them in Jesus' name, and cover them. And when I looked up, there was one of the parents that I know was standing right in front of me, and I was praying in the spirit. And so that was part of a moment. I haven't received any call from the school, mental health nurse or anybody yet. But pretty much, you know, those moments that you have, that God prompts you to pray and cover your children in prayer. And so that's what He's called us to do, friends. We can be covered with a lot of things, you know, and I believe, friends, that as humans, we've become masters of covering ourselves up. We've become masters at covering ourselves up. Now, ladies, I'm not talking about covering yourself with makeup, okay? That's normal. All right. But, you know, we can wear masks. You know, we can walk around with false pretenses and just things and just allow, you know, things, people to shape you. And I really know that what is inside of us, you know, God wants to wants you to discover the hidden you. Are you ready to discover the hidden you? Because inside of you is a true version of you. And so sometimes we allow the things of this world to shape who you are. We can easily conform to the things out there. God's saying, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by what? By the renewing of your mind. So we have an understanding. We build a belief system of who we are. And so friends, we lose the hidden you, the unique you that God has created. And that is what I want to see come out is that as you discover, wow, there's a lot of things that, you know, I've been so worried about people's opinions about me. But I need to discover, you know, we prayed for a lady here a couple of weeks ago and just see what God is just unlocking in her, just things that she's discovered. And I saw a picture of her just painting. I mean, it was wild, you know, and she had this paint on her face and she was standing bare feet and just expressing some things that came out of her. You know, when we prayed, and I remember Chrissy prayed with, and she said, are you a painter? Are you an artist? She said, yes, I am. And so she's like, this gifts, this was locked inside of her. And I just saw a new expression of God's innovation and creativity being unlocked in her. How many of you know that the creator of this universe have put some amazing things inside of you? That you have not tapped in yet. And that is really my passion, friends, for you to reach your potential in Christ. And that you can see and discover the Christ in me, the hope of glory. How many of you know it's the Christ that lives in us? He's the hope of glory. He's the one, the giver of these gifts. And so God's desire is to uncover you and for you to discover the hidden you. It's time, friends, to come out of that hiding. It's time to come out of the shadow of somebody else, living in the shadow of somebody else. God wants the unique you, the gifted you, not being a copy. Have you seen, have you noticed out there, you know, people just, I mean, we all have people we look up to, and we can easily become a copy. Don't be a copy. Be you. Be yourself. And so that's my prayer as God takes us through this time together. This is what I want to just read here in 1 Peter 4:10. If you've got your Bible here, turn with me. If you want to make some notes, please do. So I really believe God wants us to get a hold of some of the core truths and beliefs about what God say about you, okay? There's a lot of opinions. There's a lot of voices out there. But this is what the God of the creator of the universe is saying about you today. This is what He wants to speak over you. And this is what He wants you to discover. If we can just for a moment look at what He's saying here. 1 Peter 4:2. God has given each of you a gift from His great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. What is He saying here? God has given each of you a gift from His variety of spiritual gifts. You know, I love that of God. He is not boring. He's creative. He's got a variety of things. I mean, it's so beautiful that my friend here, Anthony, is just so uniquely and fearfully and wonderfully made. There's no other person than Anthony. But we can do with another lot of Anthonys in this world. But the beauty is that he is unique in God. But God has blessed each and every one of us, an Anthony, with a great variety of spiritual gifts. And it says, use them well to serve one another. And friends, I feel like this is what God wants to uncover. You know, I've heard a lot of people say, but Pastor, you know, I don't have any gifts. What do I have to offer? You know, and because you have so much, their focus is on other people, but it's very, very little focus on what is God saying? What is God, you know? And that is where I really want to point to you is, you know, because you would say to me, you know, I want to discover these gifts and these abilities and talents in my life, but let's go to the giver of the talents. Let's go to the one that has actually bestowed this upon you, has given these gifts to you. So God wants you to know these gifts. You know, it's not something that he wants to hide from you. God is not, you know, in the game of playing games, right? He doesn't play peekaboo with you. Like hide and seek. It's like, hey, come and find your gift. It's like, you know, it's there. And so these gifts he wants to unwrap. He wants to make these gifts known to you. Because it is for the benefit of the church. It's for the benefit of us here, sitting here together. We can benefit from each other's gifts. And this is so important that we discover these gifts. And I'm going to help you this morning. And in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7, there's a list of gifts and things that I believe we have already received in Christ, but we are just not aware of it. And so it says here, now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. How many of you need a bit of wisdom? Look what the Holy Spirit has given you. Friends, if you're a believer in Christ, you've received Jesus into your life, it's no longer you that live, but Christ that lives in you. He lives. He has made a decision to come and dwell inside of you. And this is what comes. Isn't it amazing? The benefits that we've received in Christ. The message of wisdom. It says, to another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. How many of you know that you've received power? How many of you feel a bit powerless right now? Friends, this is what God does when he said that promise, when you go to Jerusalem, you're going to wait on my Spirit. He said, you will receive power. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and you will receive power to be my witness in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. That was a moment of empowering. This is what the Holy Spirit longs for. He said, man, I want to come and dwell in you. What is the function of the Holy Spirit is to reveal Jesus to us. Because if you, that is his message that he brings. He said, if you want to know what the Spirit of the God is looks like, then get into a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Because the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is one. And so this is what comes, that you will receive power, another miraculous power, to another prophecy. Now there's a lot of things I can share about each and every one of them that I'm not going to unpack today. But friend, one of the amazing gifts God has given to the body of Christ is prophecy. Let us not neglect this gift of prophecy. This prophecy is so needed, especially in the time and the age that we are in right now. Because with prophecy comes direction. You know, it comes edification. It builds up. How many of you need to be built up in your faith? And so this gift, as we realize that we all can prophesy. Because it's the same Spirit. And so we have the ability to build others up through this amazing gift of prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirit, My goodness, we need discernment in this day and age. There's a lot of stuff going on right there. You don't know what is of God, what is from the other side, or what is coming against me. And you know, so we need to ask God, Lord, give us discernment. Make us sharp in the spirit, that we'll be able to distinguish between what is happening right now in this day and age. And it helps us to pray. It helps us to walk with our eyes open, you know? When you walk into a place and you feel, you sense there's something just a bit off in this place. I don't understand what is happening here, but I feel this heaviness right here. That is the God giving you a feeling. So Holy Spirit's got feelings as well. So you feel there's just something that is just not right. And that gives you, prompts you to pray and speak into that situation. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. As a church, we believe in praying in tongues. It's a gift that God has given. This is something we should not neglect. And I want you to encourage you, if you want to ask more about that, come and speak to me. I would love to share my experience and how God has used this gift of tongues. Because there's a lot of confusion around different theologies on the speaking of tongues. And it's important that we understand, you know, it's like, you know, we don't want to be buried in the sand and knowing, my goodness, we have this gift, but we're not tapping into it. We're not utilizing it. Use it or lose it. You know, you've got to, and this is what God just wants to for you to discover. That we all can do this. And it's for us. It's in us. And still another, the interpretation of tongues. And again, you know, there's moments where God gives you a tongue. It comes from the Spirit. And that we can be able to interpret what that person is saying. There was a situation that I remember, a person that I met, that knew a missionary friend that's from the U.S. that went to China. And she was on a mission in China, and God actually told her to stay in the U.S. It wasn't her time, but because of her just being enthusiastic and a missional mind, she's like, you know what, I'm just going, and the Lord is going to bless me. And anyway, off she went, and she was in a Chinese church where nobody could communicate a word of English. And so she was sitting there and just was so really hungry for just fellowship. And while she was sitting there, somebody got a tongue. And the person went to the front and just took the microphone. And this person, she was speaking, this lady from the U.S., she was living, she was a South African, that's right, a South African living in the U.S. And so she went to the service. Now, I've never heard any Chinese person speak Afrikaans. That's my native language. But she came forward and she took the microphone. She said, in Afrikaans, she said, as this the Heer wat praat, ek wil hê jy moet teruggaan na Amerika toe. Ek wil hê jy moet obedient wees. This is the Lord speaking. I've mentioned to you, I want you to stay in the U.S. And that is my will and my plan for you. In perfect Afrikaans. So I'm just translating this now. But isn't it amazing? I mean, yes, a Chinese person that picks up the mic and speaks perfect English, as Afrikaans at that time. So that was a word. And that's a gift that God uses in the church. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit. He distributes them to each one just as he determines. So God just distributes it. And friends, the way that I believe is receiving is these gifts is just desired. Desire these gifts and say, Lord, I want you to show me what are the gifts that you have put inside of me. And friends, everything that God has created, he created with potential. Like, he's, you know, he put some flowers and he put some trees in the garden. Now, some of the trees have the potential to produce after itself. Because in the tree, there was a seed. And there's potential in the seed. So when the seed is put in the ground, it produces after its kind. And that's the same in us. As God created us, He has put some abilities. He's put some seed in us. Friends, that is a blessing for generation to come. And so when you discover the seed, the potential of the seed inside of you, my goodness, there's no limits of where God can take you. So our potential is God's gift to us. What we do with that potential is our gift to God. I just want you to just let that sink in for a moment. Our potential is God's gift to us. What we do with that potential is our gift to God. So as we say, the word says, freely you've received, now freely give. It's something God has given us. And so in return, He just wants us to honor Him with what He's given us. That gift and that potential. He's saying, you know, I want to grow. I want you to discover that. But in return, man, we can serve Him and we can serve so many people. And this is the importance of discovering this, discovering the potential. And you know, God, friends, is the source of all our potential. We need to realize that He is the source. Now, there's a lot of sources out there, right? There's a lot of things that people draw from different people and different spiritual advisors, and you know, and they all want to reach their potential. They all want to grow and they all want to become a better version of themselves. But here it is. God is the giver. He is the source of our potential. God wants to uncover your potential and the seed and the gifts inside of you. That's just my prayer this morning. That what He started in you, He will complete. As we give Him access, as we give Him permission and saying, Lord, I'm not going to be stuck like a fire officer chief still under this pile of sand. I want to get out. I want to break out of this mold. I want to break out of this place. Because there's a lot of things that will try to come against you, preventing you from reaching your full potential in Christ. I want us to watch a small little video clip. This is a man. I mean, how many of you have seen X Factor? Any X Factor fans here? All right, this is a man that went to X Factor. He was low in confidence, low self-esteem. He had a dream. And let's just see what happened.
But one of the most magical auditions we've ever had came in the form of a car phone salesman from Wales.
It was the very first series of Britain's Got Talent. We didn't know what to expect, and I remember it was the end of a very long day. Piers was grumpy, Simon went, you know what he's like, he's grumpy.
Initially what brought me to Britain's Got Talent in the first place was literally a 10-pence piece. I got a 10-pence piece out of my pocket, flipped it and decided if it landed on heads, then I'd send the application in. If it landed on tails, then I'd cancel it. And looking back, I'm very glad that it did land on heads.
What are you here for today, Paul?
To sing opera.
Paul Potts came on stage in a really crumpled suit. He's admitted himself. Wonky teeth. He did not look like a star.
Okay. Ready when you are.
Opened his mouth and out came liquid gold. But I think that moment, we all knew he could possibly win. The hair stood up on the back of our neck. The audience erupted.
So you work at Carphone Warehouse.
And you did that. I wasn't expecting that.
No, neither was I.
This was a complete breath of fresh air. I thought you were absolutely fantastic.
But it wasn't time to say goodbye just yet, as Paul stormed his way to the live final. Paul became the first ever winner of Britain's Got Talent.
Paul Potts!
Which secured him a spot at the Royal Variety.
In the last 6 years, I've released 3 albums. I've been to 42 different countries and performed over 450 shows in those 42 countries and in front of millions of people. And it's just mind-boggling.
You know, he's since gone on to have an incredible career and a movie made about him.
Hold on a second. Paul Potts in a movie?
Guys, that's the story of Paul Potts, a man that was actually, I had read a bit of a background story on him, but he was bullied at school. I mean, this guy was seriously went through a lot in his life. A lot of people have written him off, said, you know, you are nobody and they're going nowhere. And look at your teeth. Look at your, I mean, honestly. And, but I just love how this man discovered the potential that was locked inside of him. I'm not sure if he's met God, but I just know that he has potential that was lying dormant under a pile of sand where he had to discover, not to prove to anybody, but you know, that there was a desire, I believe, a God-given desire that was put inside of him. And when he just stepped into that place, he found his voice. And that's what I believe. God wants you to find your voice. Now, I don't mean the sound. You don't have to sing opera, okay? But I believe finding your voice is finding the heart. Because there's things that God has put on your heart that he wants to express, that he wants to bring forth in this world. And really, that's my prayer as well, that God will uncover your heart, that you will find your voice. Because you've been silenced. A lot of few of you here just sense that you've been silenced. You know, it's like, I mean, what is your opinion? Yeah, you don't have an opinion. You know, what are you going to contribute? And you've been pushed down and you've been pushed down your whole life. And your parents probably were not the most edifying. And they're like, you know what? Just keep quiet. But friends, I just love how Jesus, when he was walking on this face of this earth, how he had the ability to see the potential in people. I just love where he went, because that's where the Spirit was leading him. He went to a place where he had the most amazing encounter. One of my favorite encounters in scripture. And as we read from John 4 verse 7, you know, and this is the story of the Samaritan woman that came to draw water. You know, here's a woman that has gone through very similar things that Paul Potts have gone through in his life. You know, just a nobody and, you know, been written off and, you know, she's been called names and, you know, just really been suppressed and by, and as living as an outcast in her community. Where she felt that she had something to contribute, but there was just people that were just pushing her back and say, you're just a woman. And we know in the religious culture at the time that women were not allowed to speak and women were not allowed to do a lot of things in ministry and still in churches that happens today. And it's just very sad. But I love how Jesus just looked at this Samaritan woman and he saw something in her. He saw gold in her. He saw potential in her. A gift there that was laying dormant. And I'm just going to read from this portion of scripture, John 4 verse 7. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew and I'm a Samaritan woman." There you go. You know, they're already, there's a barrier right there. She doesn't feel worthy. "How can you ask me for a drink? For the Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered, "If you knew the gift of God." Friends, if you knew the gift of God, who it is that asks you for the drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water?" You know, there's that sense of unbelief in her. "Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I will give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Then the woman said, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." Friends, this woman came empty, but yet Jesus had something to offer her. Jesus saw the potential in her life. He was introducing her to the real source. It wasn't coming to the well. There's a well there, but he was introducing her to a different source, a different well, a life-giving well, a source that will change her life forever, will change the way she views herself. Jesus gave her that new source. I just love how Jesus, friends, when he looks at us and when we read about things in scripture, I believe it was not just for the people at the point of time, but there's so much we can extrapolate, so much we can take from this story and apply it to our lives. When I read some of these stories in scriptures, I'm like, he's talking to me. I could have just been at the well right now. I could have just been the well, just person just sitting at the well and having this conversation, because many times we feel when we come to God, there's that emptiness. "Lord, I've got nothing to offer. I've got nothing. I'm thirsty." How many of you are thirsty? How many of you need to drink deeply from the well? And this is what I believe God wants to give you, not just quench your thirst, but friends, give you a source that will change your life and change the lives of others around you. This is what we love doing. This is why we do I Love Leadership. This is why we love working with young students and people from different ethnicities and different backgrounds and whoever, because we see when Jesus look at us, he doesn't see, "Well, there's a Samaritan." No. He look at us equally, looks at us as his people. Every tribe and every nation matters to him. And so we want to see, what he wants to see is just people just reaching their full potential in him, discovering what he has put inside of them. I love that. Just working with students and just seeing them grow and discover. It's like, you know what? You're just not just a nobody. You're somebody. You're very important. You're valued. You love. You want it. You need it. And that is what we wanted. That's the message of Jesus at that well to that woman. He said, "I'm going to uncover you. All that words, that opinions of people, I'm going to take it off. And I'm going to give you a new identity. And this identity, as you walk, you're going to walk in a new way." And I believe that was the first missionary, by the way, was a woman. Just add on. But this is what God is about doing, people, friends. He is taking the ordinary things of this world and doing some extraordinary things. Because why? It's the Spirit of God in them. That is the source. Not by might, nor by power, but by His Spirit. There's things that we cannot do in this life with our own human thinking, humanness. We have human limitations. But with God, all things are possible. And I just love this. And finally, I just want to say this. And I want to read here again from Matthew 5 verse 14. It says here, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. I want to leave you with this. Do not cover yourself up. Do not cover yourself up. Do not allow yourself to be covered up with people's words and people's opinions about you. Negativity. Negativity. Be true to yourself. Be true to what God has spoken over your life. Be true to His word. Because it says here, you know, you are a light. Jesus used this to, you know, He uses this to compare us to a light. You are a light. Because why? It's the Christ in us that lives in us. That is what brings the light. That's what radiates, brings the light. But He says, do not cover yourself up. The purpose of the light was there to be put on display to what? To bring light, because to darkness. What does light do? Light displaces darkness. When you switch it on, it displaces darkness. And He said, I don't want that. I don't want you to cover yourself up. Do not go into a spiritual bunker. And then also I want to add this. Do not privatize your faith. Do not privatize. Don't make Jesus so private in your life that you don't share Him with others. That's also covering up some light and some truth. It's got to come out. And that's what I want to encourage you with. Do not cover yourself up. My question to you this morning, are you hiding your Christianity and becoming an undercover Christian as well? Friends, we're not here to be undercover. We have a mission. We have a mission to make Jesus famous in this city. We have a mission to bring light to dark places. I want you just to close your eyes for a moment. Just before we go into a time of communion together. I really just want to pray for some of you this morning that really feel, you know, my goodness, I feel like, you know, Chief Officer Steel under that pile of sand. I feel a bit overwhelmed. You know, I know God has gifted me. I know there's some things inside, but my goodness, where do I start? This is very difficult for me to understand that I have a purpose. God has a plan for my life. And I want to pray for you. Father in heaven, we thank you for this word this morning. I thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you that, Lord, that you are bringing on, you're uncovering us, Lord, with some things in our lives that we've been carrying and just saying that we're not good enough. Lord, we were so focused on the opinions of others that we have lost our own identity in a way. We just covered in a lot of words and opinions of people. And I just ask that you'll come and liberate us this morning in Jesus' name. Come and uncover us. Lord, I pray, Father, we thank you, Lord, for how you are working in our lives. We thank you that you're bringing light to dark areas in our lives, Lord, and understanding of who you are. And Lord, I thank you that you're revealing to us the true potential. Lord, even as Father, this artist, Father, discovered his voice, I pray in Jesus' name that people here this morning will discover their voice. They will discover their voice. And I just come this morning in the name of Jesus against any limitation that has been put upon people here in the name of Jesus, and I rebuke it. I rebuke any words saying that you're not good enough, you're not worthy, you are different. Because God, you made us to be different. And Lord, we pray that we just discover the uniqueness of how you've created us, Lord, how you've wired us. We thank you for the potential that you've put in place inside of us. The seed, the ability to produce fruit, Lord God. And Lord, we ask you forgiveness where we've limited you as well in our lives. But Lord, we want to come to the well this morning. We want to come to that place and say, Lord, we are thirsty like that woman came. We want to say, Lord, here we are. Come and fill us. We want to be connected to the real source of life. You are the giver of life, Lord God. So we pray in Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, come. Come and fill us this morning. Come and fill us with the Father's love in Jesus' name. Come and uncover us, Lord, we pray. We love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Come and speak to us. We want to hear your voice. Because when we hear your voice, Father, we communicate to you. That's where the affirmation comes. That's where we don't have to go around and look for affirmation in all the other places, wrong places out there. Lord, today we can come to you this morning. And I thank you for just reminding us of who you are. And just of your love and generosity towards us in Jesus' name. Friends, I just want to, as we just have, go into a time of just having communion. I want to invite you to this table. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. And we're just going to go into a time of worship. And I just want you to respond. As I shared this message this morning, you know, we can come to this table because We've had a Savior that has gone before us. He's made a way for us. It is finished. You know, there's some things that God has, through His Jesus, have accomplished on this earth that we can celebrate today. But we also can just reflect of the accomplished work through what He's done. You know, so as we take from this table, take a moment and just thank Him. Thank Him first and foremost for Jesus. Thank Him for what He's done for us on the cross. You know, as He's broken His body, you know, He became sin for us. He became a curse so we can experience the fullness. We can have healing as well. Maybe there's some of you this morning, you know, maybe you're stuck under a pile of just sickness. You just feel restricted and you need a breakthrough. We want to come in agreement with you today. You know, as you come this morning and take communion and then also just, we thank God for His blood that was shed, friends, that covenant that He has made with us, a covenant that cannot be broken. It is forever. Isn't that amazing? That cannot be broken. So He just wants to remind you of that covenant and saying, I will never leave or forsake you. I'm walking with you, whatever you're going through, because He's here this morning. So let's just go into this time as you come forward. And take from this, from the elements at your own time. Maybe you hear this morning, you said, Johan, this has got no meaning for me whatsoever. That's fine. You don't have to take this. God doesn't force you to do anything. This, and I really pray that this will become meaningful to you. But you know, that's something if you want to talk to me more about communion and taking communion, this is what we do as Christians. This is what we do as believers. As we reflect and celebrate the life of Jesus. So let's just sing a song together. And then whenever you're ready, just come to the table.